All right, Jabo said, good evening.
Whatever is good.
All right, Jabo said, let's begin. So first of all, welcome back. Baruch Hashem, wonderful to see everyone. Looking forward to resuming our limud. So tonight, Yemei Tzeis Hashem, we're going to actually finish this parak. And then I was thinking next week, I think we might do some in Yonim for Bein HaMetzarim. The Mechaber, the Bilvavi, has a beautiful section on Achtos. So we'll see. Or maybe we'll just continue with this. We'll figure it out. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaro. So let's pick up section Kuf Lamed Hey, page Tzadik Vav. So remember again, we are in the midst of the section of Emunah. And we're trying to discuss the idea as to what it means to have Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we've been focusing on the Yisod of belief in Hashgacha Pratis. And Hashgacha Pratis doesn't just simply mean that HaKadosh... Remember, so the beautiful part about this Sefer is that the ideas are very poshut and straightforward, yet exceptionally profound. So the idea over here is Hashgacha Pratis means that what Mechaber is trying to stress is that the Ribono Shel Olam is not only involved in the big things, but the Ribono Shel Olam is involved in all things. And remember again, the Mechaber spoke about the idea of Kas. Remember again, why does Kas come out? Why do people get angry at circumstances? Because they fail to see the Yad HaBore in their circumstances. Meaning that if I get to the point where I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that happens in life, and number one, if I believe in God's involvement in everything, number two, I believe that everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, therefore by definition, there's no room for Kas in life. There's no room for anger. Because anger, what is anger, according to the Mechaber, anger is the emotional manifestation of feeling that things did not go according to plan. So that comes from a certain sense, on one hand, of gaiva, but more importantly, a certain sense of misunderstanding as to how the world works. There's no plans, there's only a plan. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan, and I'm a part of that particular plan. So sometimes, or maybe very often, things don't go according to my plan. That's okay, those are opportunities where I have to understand that's because life is not governed by my plan. Life is governed by the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan. And when I accept that, and I understand that, and I appreciate that, so then the Chaber posits that there's no room for kas. Can you imagine? I'm sure all of you have reached this level. I aspire for this level. Imagine a life without kas. Imagine a life without frustration. Imagine a life that no matter what happens, where it happens, how it happens, you're able to makabel it because you know that it is the Ratzon HaBore. Imagine that level. And the Mechaber says, that level, that's called Emunah. So let's begin. Kuf Lamed Hey. Dugma Nosefes. Let's give another example of this. You know, all roads lead back to furniture shopping. Right? So remember again, we started this journey with this. Adam Holech Liknos Shulchan Kisos. So right, so what happens? A person goes to the furniture store to go ahead and buy a table and chairs. Kvar berarnu la'el, sha'al ha'adam lefnei sha'holech likno shulchan u'kidoma, alav lehisboni binyin emunah. So let's remember, this is how we began this whole discussion months and months ago, right? I'm preparing for an exciting excursion out to the furniture store. So what do I do before, what does a Jew do before he goes furniture shopping? Right? What does a Jew do before he goes furniture shopping? This is rhetorical. I'll answer it. What does a Jew do? A Jew works on his emunah. Says in the Chaber, I'm going out to the first, how do I work in my emunah? Listen to this. He says, Shakol kavu, rak meni yisparach shemo. But remember, we gave this example many, many months ago about the pasta. Remember, again, you go into the supermarket, you grab the bag of pasta, and literally, this is b'li shum guzma, the bag that you choose, there's hashgacha in that. Meaning, the fact that I chose this bag and not that bag, there's hashgacha. So you say to yourself, who cares? Like, what does it matter which bag? So I don't understand why it matters which bag, but it's important to understand that there's inyoni hashgacha involved in that. So I'm going out to buy tables and chairs. I have to think about emunah. How does emunah come up with furniture? Shopping. Shakol kavlo rak meni yisparach shemo. Everything is established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eiz shulchan yibneh, which table you're going to buy, v'chein b'shas hakniyah, lav lisbonein kein. So we'll say, so again, literally, which table I'm able to buy, which table, which chairs I'm able to buy, all of that is hashgacha pratis. Nosaf al lisbonein b'munik miskalel, ala adam lahargil, listen to this, ala adam lahargil atzmo lifnei kinyon shalkol chayfetz, kishulchan kiso sukidomeh, Lifnos Elab Yisparach Shimo, or Lesaprelo Eskalibo. Bosai, before you buy anything in life, you should have an open and honest conversation with the Ribono Shel Olam. Spill your heart. Shechaser lo shulchan, v'rotze l'aleches liknos, v'choshev l'nasos b'chanos plonis ikedome. I'm about to go furnish Ribono Shel Olam. I need a table. I need a table. I need chairs. And Ribono Shel Olam, I recognize that I can't even acquire tables and chairs without your help. Without you, those tasks will not materialize. Without you, I can't even go furniture shopping. But say, it's not just, of course, I need my legs to work, I need this, I need to get here, and I need the credit card, I have to have money, I have the car, of course, all those things. It's more than that. It's that without you, Ribono Shel Olam, there is nothing in this world that could come together for me. I need you. I need you by my side for everything. Kol inyan kulo, the prati pratav, yasiach lefani yisparach shemo. We'll say, imagine for a moment if a person thought about it. I'm going shopping for tables and chairs. Imagine a person took a step back, you take out a piece of paper. What are all of the different processes involved in acquiring that tables and chairs? And then recognizing that lemaisa, not one of those processes could go ahead and actualize without the Ribono Shel Olam. As a Yivakesh on Yisparach Shemo, Sheichavin also b'derech haruya, Ribono Shel Olam. And I will say, this may sound a little bit strange, but literally, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He should allow you to actualize your goal of finding the tables and chairs in the right way. Sheikna Shulchan Aroy, V'Yitzarech L'Troach Haruya. Boss, we can all relate to this, please. Let it be the first store. Let it be the first store. Right? Please, don't let this not turn into an entire day's event. Right? Let this just be the first store I come to. Will Amir Tashan be the one? It shouldn't be an incredible tircha. We'll say, listen to what else he said. V'yiske lishmor es einov baderach. You know, we'll say, one of the greatest struggles that we encounter is shmira sainayim, of watching what we see, and not just watching what we see. You know, it goes without saying that our computers and our phone, all of that poses incredible nisyonos. But the truth is, the nisyonos are just walking around. Person goes out, you know, if a person is privileged to live in a little bit of a cocoon, a little bit of a bubble, it's a big bracha. But the moment you have to venture 5 minutes out one way or the other, or you decide to get a cup of coffee, you have absolutely no idea what's waiting for you. And often a person is totally blindsided by the incredible struggles of Shemira Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going out to buy tables and chairs. Sounds like a pretty innocuous event. Except, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize the dangers that are there. Help me. Help me. Help me remain tar. Help me remain pure. V'yizkod Shemira Sinai Baderach. V'chulei v'chulei. Kol ha'anyonim ha'nitzrachim ekev kniyas shulchan zeh. See, Abba said, these are the things we don't think about. You see, it's not just siyata dishmai with finding the right tables and chairs. That's number one. It's that it shouldn't turn into a tircha. And that all of the secondary or ancillary associated things, Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't let this event or this venture compromise my ruchnius. Please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, because, you know, my ruchnius, it's so, what's the word? Not fickle, but it's so tenuous. You know what I'm saying? This is the great challenge of ruchnius. A person could work so hard of becoming a ruchni person and like seeing one thing or being exposed to one thing could mamish undo a whole bunch of work. I'm about to venture into the world. I'm an innocent bystander. I can't control what comes into my Dalai Lamas. Give me the siyata d'shmai that I should be able to do these things, the kedusha b'tara. Go through literally all of the details involved in purchasing a table and chairs, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His assistance in accomplishing each of these tasks. So I'll say, from all of these examples that we have brought down over the course of this chapter, over the course of this parak, person should understand, these are just examples. So the pasta is an example, the furniture is an example. Ulam be'emes al ha'odim lahargil es hatzmo b'hadargo. Ditafastim rubelo tafasto. Va'ot she'in bekach toeles. Shahari hu inyan shagishas halei ba'leiv eno barshine ba'ofen midi v'kitzoni. But listen to this, and this is very important. Anything in the realm of ruchnius always has to be acquired in steps and stages. You know, this is why, remember again, the Ramchal models Mesilas Yesharim, after the statement of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair in the Mishnah and Sota. And what's the Galus Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's statement? A brings you to B. B brings you to C, C brings you to D, so on and so forth. Rabbi Chazan Yair is saying a Givalki Yisod, which is people want to go from 0 to 60 in Ruchnius. It doesn't work that way. Person has to start first, 0 to 15. You got up to 15, great, let's kick it up to 25. 25, we can go to 40. 40, we can go, so on and so forth. A person goes out and takes Ruchnius again on multiple different levels. All of this is bad darga. He says, Shekal dar v'davar shu asik ba, yispa la kodesh baruch hu, shiatzliak darko. So we'll say, I start out slow. I need to get to work in the morning. What are the various parts associated with getting to work? My car has to start, right? That's the first one. Hopefully there won't be traffic. Hopefully the other drivers will be vigilant. Hopefully, again, I'm going to wake up on that. There are so many of these different pieces. Daven for Hashkacha, for Ribbono Shel Olam's assistance in all those different pieces. And as I condition myself slowly but surely in all of these various pieces, then ultimately, again, I begin to work on myself as an Ovid Hashem. Heine metakin chevet shenishbar. Veheine meichin machal. Whether I'm fixing something that is broken, I'm preparing dinner. Veheine noseh lemakom ploni v'nitzrach lagyeh b'shal plonis. Or I'm traveling somewhere, and I need to get somewhere at a particular time. Veheine kasher holich liknos chevet kosher. I'm going to buy something. Veheine kasher mechapis chavrusa v'chule v'chule. Well, so if I begin to look at each of these individual situations and begin to identify all the various pieces that allow for success in any one of these endeavors and recognize that I can't control any of these variables, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who controls it, that's how one begins to think about their emunah. Well, so I want to be clear about something. I was thinking about this a little bit. And I was realizing that very often people come to the wrong conclusion. Let me finish a section. He says, "Ada sheyargil atzmo shepiva machshavto kivum bekach lehispalo." Page Sadik Zayin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'll call prat to prat. Person begins to dive into Hakadosh Baruch Hu for every single detail. Becholis bechol shah va'ayideze yiske lekasher as atzmo lechay ha'achayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Person will connect himself to the source of all life, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zu eitzam niflaa ad ma'od. The Mechaber Rabbosei is here saying, by the way, this is good stuff. This is a good eitzah. And I will say, I want to be clear on something. Sometimes you see, everything depends on the lens that you use in life. A person could learn this and you could say, oh, so essentially what you're saying is, I'm helpless. Pretty much what you're saying is, I can't even choose a table and chairs by myself. It requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm pretty much helpless. And so God, I'm helpless. Help me not be helpless. Help me. I said, that's not the yisod. See, being helpless is when you have no options. This is just the opposite. By recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of all things, empowers me to partner with God to make things happen. What I'm going to say is, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not powerless. I'm not helpless. There are things I control. For example, I control if I'm going for the tables and chairs. I control that. I'm deciding to go. My wife is deciding to go. Right? Someone's deciding for me to go. Right? I'm making a decision to do something. And in Ribono Shel Olam, what I am asking is, I'm actively inviting you to be a partner with me in this process. It's empowering. Because what I'm doing is, I'm not yielding control. I'm taking control and I'm inviting the Ribono Shel Olam to be my partner in this process. Now again, it's a necessary partnership because I can't accomplish these things on my own. But it's not like I'm drowning, oh no, Ribono Shel Olam, I can't go for tables and chairs without you. I'm making a decision to do something and I'm actively choosing to invite you to be part of the process. Do you know the zechus that we have, that I can invite the Melech Malchei Hamlochim to come with me to buy furniture? I can invite the Melech Malchei Hamlochim to go to 7 Mile Market with me, to go to work with me. I can invite him. You know what's even greater than that? He never says, I'm too busy. He never says, can we reschedule? He never says, sorry, I'm doing something else. If I invite him to partner in the process, he always says yes. All I have to do is have enough sense and spiritual awareness to invite him into the process. And the more I invite him in, the more I appreciate the role he plays. The more I appreciate the role he plays, the greater and more intense my emunah is. Incredible yisod. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Yesh Leida. Person should know. Sha'av Shebevadai Bekocho Shel Tvila. This is amazing. Livko Dakaras. Lurapos Chol. Even though tefillah is very powerful, and through tefillah, we have the ability to have barren women remember. We have the ability to heal the sick. and I have the ability to open up the gates, to open up the silos of physical blessing, material blessing, spiritual blessing, and I have the ability to get anything I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's important to understand that at the end of the day, the ikar of tefillah is not to get stuff. What is the ikar of tefillah? Ulam ikar ma'alas pnimiyas hatefillah hi sha'al yidei ha'adam yachal leiskashu leidabik b'chaya chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what the essence of tefillah is? The essence of tefillah is connectedness. Tefillah is the dialogical bridge between myself and the Ribono Shel Olam. Tefillah is where I create Mosad. Just by the way, I'll give you a proof to this, an indisputable proof to this. Where do Chazal learn out, right? A lot of the halachos concerning tefillah. For example, how do we know that tefillah first has to be Shevach, Bakash, and Hoda? Where do we learn that from? Even before Chana. Moshe Rabbeinu. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hoda afterwards. People say, What's the Shailah? This is what happens when I give you off
ask.
Too many weeks.
Praise, thank, ask.
Oh, you're saying make the ask in the end. Okay, good. What's the other fundamental Shailah? Why are you modeling tefillah after a failed prayer? Moshe Rabbeinu did not get what he asked for. Moshe Rabbeinu, let me into Eretz Yisrael. And what does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? No, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu say to him? It's one of the sharpest divine responses in the entire Torah. Rav Loch, al tosef dabar elai od ba dover hazeh. Essentially, what every single parent says to their kid after they ask you 25 times, be quiet, the conversation is over, don't ask me anymore. That's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the paradigm for tefillah. Well, I don't want to tefillah like that. At least if you're going to say no to me nicely, let me down easy.
The paradigm of tefillah is not what the answer is, it's what you do to get to the tefillah.
So correct. So therefore, says the Mechaber, we understand that that is the paradigm of tefillah. Because really, the essence of tefillah Rabosai is dialogue. Talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabosai is the essence of tefillah. Is the essence of the tefillah experience, because that creates connection. Connection creates relationship. Relationship creates awareness. Awareness creates emunah. Therefore, when a person davens to get something, whether this is to understand the Tosis or to get a raise in my job, we're supposed to daven for things. And remember, the more you daven for, the more that displays your emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he controls these things. But getting what I want is not the ikar of tefillah. The ikar of tefillah is the dialogical connection. We'll say, and this is not just tefillah. This is the entire essence of life. We'll say, everything in this world has an ikar and a tefillah. Everything in this world has a primary piece and a secondary piece. Yes.
Is that when Avraham Avinu was misaking chakras after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no for Sidon?
He went ahead. Oh, beautiful. Ahead. Beautiful. Yeah. Same Yisod, right? After he didn't get what he wanted, he still established the dialogical connection. Beautiful. Beautiful. Rabbi says, the Mechaber here is saying something very profound. Something very profound, which is that I will say everything in life has an ikar and a tefillah. The ikar of every single thing in life is the same. Meaning there's one ikar in life. And what is that? V'ani kirvas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, all I want, closest to you. That's the ikar of life. Kirvas Hashem, tveikos b'Hashem. That's the ikar of every single thing. The tefillah is something secondary. So for example, Rabbi says, you fill in the blank. I want to make a lot of money. Okay, I want to make a lot of money. So Rabbi says, the ikar of that has to be, well, there has to be an avodas Hashem piece to that. I want to make a lot of money. Why? Make a lot of money. I want to make a lot of money because I want to buy more stuff. I want to make a lot of money because I want to give a lot of tzedakah. I want to make a lot of money because I want to remedy poverty a little bit in this world. Okay, that's the ikar. The tafel is, look, we're human beings, we're physical material beings, I'd like to have a nice life, I'd like to have some comforts, I'd like to enjoy myself a little bit. Okay, nothing wrong with that, as long as it's understood that that's the tafel, but the ikar in everything we do in life has to be kirvas shem. We'll say, by the way, this is a very important lesson. You know, sometimes people aren't sure, should I do this, should I not do this, is it appropriate, not appropriate? It's a very simple litmus test. The litmus test is there an element of kirvas shem in this or not? If there is an element, you can do it. If there's not, then you can't. I will say, unless you think, well, the logical conclusion of that is I always have to be in the base medrash. No. Meaning, a person doesn't have to be a hermit or just hold up in the base medrash. You could engage in forms of recreation and fun and things, but as long as it serves some ultimate purpose of kirvas Hashem. If at the end of the day, it's just the tafel of me having fun or enjoying, but there's nothing higher in it, then Lamai said, probably something that should not be done. V'zeo ikr shakol davar, v'chol sharein yonim. Now, this is true in everything in life. The ikar of this is really by tefillah. The entire essence of tefillah is dialogical connection, conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesher im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a connection with God. Kirba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu v'zeh avodas ha'adam. The olam lo lios shakua b'mashe mevakesh b'tfilah. Ela be'etza mahusa tfilo shedimar HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'kirbaso. I'll say a person should never be, the wording is amazing, shakua. Person should never be just fully immersed in what he's asking for. But a person instead should be immersed in the essence of tefillah, which is the kirvas Hashem, the devekos Hashem. Ulekach nikreis tefillah tefillah, miloshon naftule elokim niftalti. I will say, this is by Rivka Imenu. When she goes ahead, by Leah Imenu, I'm sorry. When she names Naftali. So why did she name her son Naftali? Naftule Elokim Niftali. I'm sorry, this is by Rachel Imenu. When she names the son ultimately of Zilpah. So Naftule Elokim Naftalti Machusi Vayacholti. Naftule Naftalti, Rashi says, is Lashon of Chibur, of connection. Tfila is from Lashon Naftule Elokim Niftalti, which means the goal of tefillah is not to get what I want. In fact, I can have a very meaningful tefillah experience even if I don't get what I want. The goal of tefillah is dialogical. And Shabbos, by the way, that's why you should know that very often why tefillah is the most frustrating experience. Why? Because I feel like I get slammed on two levels. I don't get what I want, and nobody here knows. Other people say, I feel no connection. So meaning, I'm not getting what I want, and I don't feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what the heck am I doing? And by the way, it's a legitimate question, right? This is why often children have difficulty connecting to tefillah, because often the way that tefillah is presented from a very young age is, oh, Tata Lamamla, you want something? Dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring it, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Santa, right? I'm saying, what happens, you know, what happens when I've been such a good boy, I've been such a good boy, and I didn't get what I wanted? Well, see, you have to understand, from a young age, it creates the worst feelings about tefillah. Rebbe Shalom doesn't like me, he's upset at me, why isn't he giving me what I want? Meanwhile, what we have to teach our children, but really first teach ourselves, is that's because asking for what I want, Rebbe Shalom is the tafel. The ikr is naftuli elokim niftalti. The ikr is chibor. The ikr is connection. Kof lamiches, let's finish the parak. Vine, kashera adam ispala v'sachim kono, when a person speaks and converses with the Ribbono shel Olam, yesh lekach beis efsharios. There are two different possibilities. Aleph, shemedamer makadosh baruch hu b'lashon etzer. In other words, there are two different forms of this dialogue. Number one, I could speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lashon nistar. Nistar means that God is hidden. How do you refer to God when God is hidden? Who? Who means he? Right? He, the one. The one, who is he? I don't know. What is he? I don't know. He's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he's Nistar. Beis, Shemadar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Belashon Nochach. The other is I use a personal lotion of Ata. We'll say, who is he? And Ata is you. So you is a personal lotion. Ata is a relationship lotion. Who is, I'm speaking about, remember we had this before? You know that there are two ways that you could relate to God. You could relate to God by speaking about God, or you could relate to God by speaking to God. The problem is, says the Mechaber, all too often we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by speaking about him. Who? The goal in life is not to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a lashon of who, but a lashon of ato. Ube'emes, sheker tachlis hatfila kitzuraso, hu lasuach im kona b'lashon ochach. The goal is to have a personal dialogical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'af shebetchila zeh kashem old, even though in the beginning this is very difficult. Ke'an nefesh lomar gisha, turn the page, Cain. The nefesh, will say, this is very validating. It's difficult because often I don't feel connected. I don't feel like I'm really having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nochach b'tzida. Sometimes I feel like God is somewhere off to the side. Mikol makom, al ha'adam lehistragia la'asos kein. A person has to push themselves to do this. U'b'meshech hazman la'at la'at, yizakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisbarach shemo, shiyargish es HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadom. So this is so beautiful. If I keep on pushing that personal connection, if I keep on pushing a relationship, not of who, but of ata, if I keep on recognizing the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything in my life, if I keep on saying everything in this world, everything I do has to have an element of kirvas Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that I want to come close to him. And when he sees that I want to come close to him, he will allow himself to be felt by me. The gamzos bevada yesh lasos badarga. Prabhu said this has to be done in steps. Shebetchil ekritzuras diburo yebeloshonister who... Sometimes we have to start out by speaking about the who, and only then can we transition to speaking about the ato. Ula'at la'at, kasher chashma atchibor l'loshon nochach, yarchiv es hayiriya, ad asher yizake shekol diburo yiyeh v'loshon nochach, v'yizke lahargish es boro, ki nochach liyodo mamash. Rabbi says, sometimes slowly but surely, as I begin to personally relate to God more and more over time, I begin to feel him by my side. Avodazu, hinakudas happening yeshachem. Rabbi says, this is not just about tefillah. This is about life. That what is life all about? Life is all about feeling a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That closeness comes by dialoguing directly with God and not about God. And that ability to dialogue with God comes about as a result of an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of my life. How do I go ahead and create an awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of my life? By making sure that every single thing I do has an element of Kirvas Hashem. I will say there is nothing that should occur in our lives that doesn't have an element, an ikar of Kirvas Hashem. The tafel could be something else, but the ikar always has to be a Kirvas Hashem. Ki tachlis ha-mechuven shalchaya adam ali adamos, the tachlis of man's life, lachio simboro is to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lachu she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzel li adam mamish mamish, and to literally feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right by my side. Ube'emes, shezumin avodas ha-kasho she-esh. I will say this is actually very validating. You know, the lashon is easy to read, and it sounds easy, but this is one of the most difficult things in life. See, Rabbi said, the chush, the very senses of man contradict this. What do you mean, God is here with me? God's not here with me. You're here with me. I'm here with you. This table's here with me. The light is here with me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So the chush contradicts this. Ulam, kasher yargil ha'adam atzmo lekach, la'at la'at bismidus, bevadai, bismidus, bevadai, shi'azir Hashem yisbarach shemo. Rabbi says, a person begins to take step after step. What happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu will help a person along their path. Ulubasof, yachush es HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzav li adom mamish. A person will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by their side. V'yasuach im kono kidaber ish al re'ehu. And they will speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a person speaks with his friend. B'tchila hadavar nira rachok min ha'adam. In the beginning, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels very far. Ulam. Kicholsha adam margilas atzmo, reishis shekol yomo misaviv laKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said, the more a person habituates himself to begin to think that he surrounds himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, I surround myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? By finding the kirvas Hashem in every single thing that I do. Umargilas atzmo shela orech kol hayom yidaber im kono kafi shebor la'el. And I make sure to speak with God all of the time, like we spoke about earlier. Davar ze yakel alav baharbe. Remember, earlier on we learned about the idea that a person has to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, converse with God, dialogue with God. That's the ikar. V'pshitos gemura, b'tivius gemura. Both say in a very simple way, but b'tivius gemura, with a teva, should become natural. Kach haisa tzuras chayim shel gedolei hadoros b'chol hadoros. He'll say, this is what the great men of previous generations did. They felt that HaKadosh Baruch was literally with them, literally by their side. Mamish, mamish. So we'll say, as we close out this section of Emunah, we learn so many fundamental yisodos. We learn the idea that the ultimate goal of the Jew is ultimately, again, not to speak about God, but to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate job, a sign of a successful life, is that a person says, you know what? I always felt close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By recognizing, again, the Yad Hashem in everything. The Kirbas Hashem in everything. By recognizing God's role, and by not engaging in something in life without recognizing what this does to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say if a person does these things day in and day out, a person de facto becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm about to say, you know what the best part? I would think about having Kirbas Hashem, the best part, is that you, I think, Halavai will reach this level, you're a happier person. Because as I think about it, how frustrated we often get about the things in life that don't go our way. Like we started out this year. And we're frustrated because I had a plan, and I assumed that my plan was the correct plan, and I knew what was supposed to happen. But a person who has true emun, a person who has true kiras Hashem, realizes the plan doesn't go necessarily follow my rules, but it always follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as I believe in that Hashkacha, as long as I believe in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right by my side, I'm inviting him to be my partner, then there's no room for chaos in life. Imagine a life without chaos. Imagine a life without frustrations. Imagine what that kind of life looks like and feels like. That's the life of Emunah, and Halavai Vishlov Yizocha. All right, Shvech. So, what? So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll just continue. The next section is Yira, which is a good section. Maybe we'll do something on the 3 weeks. Maybe with Achdos. So he has a section on Beit Mitzarim. So I don't know. We'll see if it's Mitzarim. I'll make Xerox copies. And
I would say it's interesting what he says, that how you say Achdos Hashem, then you build up.